Hey guys, welcome back to the Captain's Log. Kelsey's back again.
Oh my gosh.
Way too much Captain's Log time with us
here. That was like a comment. I come in like once a month.
My goodness. So you are going to walk me through a simplified men's skincare little regimen?
Yes, because men don't like to do a lot of complicated steps in their skincare, right? Am I speaking for you, or is that true?
Okay. It takes long enough to shave, so I don't want to do all the rest of the stuff. I got to go quick.
Okay. And men are always complaining that women take too long, so you have to stay faster than the women, right?
Always. Okay. Never, without a doubt, I'm always the first out the door. Oh, and the kids, too.
Yes. So what we're going to talk about is what are the basics for anti-aging that everyone should be doing no matter what. No matter how simple you are, let's start with the foundation of good skincare. And then people can individually build off of that based on your comfort level and amount of time that you have in the morning or at night.
So we're going to go over a whole technique.
Yes, very simple. So what we're going to do is I'm going to talk about the different products and the reason why it's important. And then at the very end, what we'll do is do those steps in order and we can show everybody how fast it is.
Great. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have anything?
Brian Anderson, what's up, buddy?
Maybe he'll learn something.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
So imagine right now it's the morning and we're talking about what would be your needs when you are getting ready to go out the door. So everyone, men, women, they need to be cleansing their face.
Okay.
So
absolutely.
Do you cleanse every day?
Yeah. I used to have really bad skin. Okay. And for years I had to do all kinds of dermatology treatments and everything when I was younger.
Okay.
And now it's just...
prevention, anti-aging, and keeping the pores clean.
Correct.
Right? So that's most people's concern. So everyone is going to cleanse. And then also exfoliation, because we get dead skin cells over time. So that happens
throughout
the day. I don't
think I exfoliate enough. Although I
do. How often do you shave?
Oh, see the shave? That's true.
So that's
I shave every day.
Yep. So that's, I mean, obviously you're probably not shaving your forehead too much and the cheeks, but when men are shaving here, you're getting that exfoliation, which is a lot of times why men have less... and like aging in the face because they're exfoliating regularly and debriding. Men get to do one less step often because they're already shaving.
Correct.
So I would usually tell people to do a toner or some kind of acidic peel and things like that to debride the skin, but you get a skip step.
Okay.
So cleanse and shave. Okay. So we're starting off on a morning routine as what would you do right after you shave? Okay.
Then I would take, this is what I do.
Okay.
I shave and then I get in the shower and then I do all my face stuff. Am I supposed to do it the opposite way or that way?
Do shave and do whatever you want. We're going to start but all the applications of what you'd be applying, you wouldn't want to be putting it on in the shower because you wouldn't want the steam to take it off. So what I would want you to do is cleanse and shave and all of that, or shave and then cleanse, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
And then dry the face. And then this is the steps after that. Okay.
Yep.
So you exfoliate. If you are not a shaver or if you're just trying to be a little extra, then something like a toner 2 to 3 days a week is sufficient, or at nighttime. That will be a women's thing next week. But you need to be protecting your skin, hydrating your skin, and then also healing your skin. Okay.
I'm going to hydrate. Here we go.
Yep. So, eye creams, it seems like a little high maintenance for guys, I understand, but we all get, the skin around our eyes is different than the rest of the skin around the face. So it first shows signs of aging, crepiness, loose skin. So if anyone's concerned about fine lines, then an eye cream that's going to be brightening. So I brought this one, but what's really cool for guys, since they're so simple, is one that comes in a pump. So... Elastin and SkinCeuticals are two brands that I really, really like.
Okay.
But you're a texture person.
These techniques, yeah.
If you're a texture person.
Boom, boom.
Or
boom.
Depending on what you like. So I don't anticipate a lot of gentlemen dipping their finger in the cream jar and applying it often. So you want something quick, easy. Okay?
I agree.
So for you, you could either use AGEI Complex. That's just the SkinCeuticals line. And that's for anti-aging. Easy, simple for anyone who has dryness around the eyes.
Okay.
Now, the AOX eye gel, which comes in a pump, which I would recommend for you, it has caffeine in it.
Why do you like just for me?
Yep, for anyone. It's what I use personally. So I'm looking at your skin, you don't have dryness underneath it, so
I have oily skin, but in the morning it gets dry, and then I put...
So you had already told me, we did our little, you know, conversation, and you had said that you can have dry / oily skin, so I consider it combination. So you always want to use your product based on your skin type.
Okay.
This one is for all skin types. Okay? So that's what we're going to start with. And then What you would also
And I do my eyes with that.
Yep, you're going to do your eyes with that. And I'll take you through all of what we're thinking about, and then you're going to do them all in a step and show that you can do everything in 30 seconds. All
right, everything in 30 seconds, guys. Here we go.
Okay, now a vitamin C serum is what everyone should be using. I don't care if you're 18, I don't care if you're 70, I don't care if you're male or female. Vitamin C is the number one anti-aging prevention that people should do on a daily
basis. And put that on your skin, not just take the pill.
Correct. So it needs to be topical because it's protecting the skin from environmental damage.
Okay.
So pollution and UV rays. So free radicals float around and they get on our skin, they damage it, and that's what causes fine lines.
Okay.
So there's plenty of people who are coming to me and they're getting Botox and different things, and I'm saying you need to protect your investment. You're trying to prevent wrinkles by not moving the face,
right.
But you need to prevent wrinkles by the skin not getting damaged by the environment when you're out and about.
Okay.
Okay. So vitamin C is going to be the number one.
Happy Tuesday, Crystal. We've been good. I'm getting a little skin consultation right now.
Crystal can come in and get one.
She can come in. Yes, you can come in as well.
Okay. So vitamin C serum, the combinations with the SkinCeuticals brand I really like,
because
you can choose based on your skin type, dry, oily, combination, sensitive. There's different ones that we can choose from. For you, I chose one that works with oily skin.
Okay.
Even though you also get dry, if you're oily, that's when you have to start changing your regimen.
Okay.
Because you don't want to make yourself more oily by putting serums on your face. Right? That's a concern. You don't want to be shiny. And then you just a moisturizer, as any kind of moisturizer that's basic. People choose their moisturizers based on texture, smell. So sure. I like to go with Elastin because it's paraben free, it's fragrance free, it's dye free, it's very neutral.
That's what I do.
So you just want it as simple as
something
possible.
Like that, yeah.
The Elastin Skin Complex, this restorative one.
And what about like a water base or with no alcohol in it?
So a lot of alcohol, that would be when you're toning, because that's like those acids and stuff are stripping your skin. So that's not when you're moisturizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want
to says like a water base.
Yep.
That's right.
Yes. Water base is good. That's just less product, less chemicals going on the face.
Yeah.
Just giving your skin the moisture it needs. And there's also serums that will provide moisture too.
Okay.
There's plenty of options, but we're going to keep it simple today.
All right.
And then moisturize. People think that if they have oily skin, they shouldn't moisturize, but that's not true. Because if you don't provide your skin with the moisture it needs, it overproduces oil.
I didn't
want to
sound like I didn't know what I was doing. If you're dry skin, right?
Yeah.
It produces more oil, and that's how you get oily.
Yeah.
So you need to moisturize.
You need to moisturize.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to moisturize. You just have to find the right moisturizer that balances out with your skin. This is a great product because it is debriding old stuff and repairing your skin with collagen and elastin fibers.
Yeah, what is this called?
Elastin.
Elastin.
It's awesome.
Elastin.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And then, so those are the two brands I'm using because I love these
lines. You can
get
all of these lines at Revitalize Lounge.
Yep, at Revitalize Lounge.
All right.
Yep. And they can come in for a consultation. Share this video, mention this video, and we can talk about giving you some promos and things like that.
Oh, good.
When you come
okay,
in.
See? Hey, thanks.
Willing to work
that's
with
good.
You.
Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing is sunscreen. I shouldn't have to lecture you at this point.
Yeah, no, I wear a lot of
sunscreen.
Plus,
okay.
All the spots I've had removed, that's enough.
So the key is sunscreen, always SPF 30 or above. It needs to say broad spectrum, so it covers from UVA and UVB.
Hi, Lori. I keep interrupting you.
No, that's
and it's
good.
People I want to say hi to. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Back in Boston.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she can't come in?
Yeah, she can't come in.
Oh, well, if you're in Florida,
but she
we'll
comes
give you
down
some
here
sunscreen.
Often, and
okay.
She's supposed to be down here in March, and she was supposed to be down here in September, but she's not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if she comes, sunscreen. Even if you're not in Florida, you should be using a sunscreen. That's the key. People you can still get UV damage and pollution damage, and you need to protect your skin, even if you're in cloud, rain, driving in your car. Tint of the car window is not enough to protect your skin. Okay?
I use the tint, and then I use the one that's a zero sunlight passing through. What's that called?
I don't know.
It's a new, I get that.
For the sunscreen or your window?
No, for the windows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I do the front windshield, the back windshield, and the sides.
So even though you're not getting damage probably when you're driving, when you're walking to the car,
it's
the additive effects of
Absolutely.
The sun damage is worse than like the one sunburn at the beach you've gotten.
Right.
Okay. So the key is with sunscreen reapplying, having it in your bag or having it in your car that you can put it on throughout the day. Okay. So that's it. The end. Four steps.
Four things.
Four things.
What am I cleansing with?
We're going to pretend like you've already cleansed
your
face.
But what is the normal cleanse that we would use?
That will depend on what the person. So there's a basic gentle cleanser that would work for you.
Okay.
If you're starting, you know, say it's during the summer when it's more humid and stuff and you're feeling more oily, there's cleansers that kind of help strip those oils.
Okay.
And then there's basic, simple cleansers that are really basic. So you can use SkinCeuticals, you can use Elastin, you can use a gentle cleanser that smells really fresh and fruity. It depends on what your skin's going through at that time.
But this is after you get out of the shower and you're cleansing.
You can cleanse your face in
this
the shower.
This is to protect.
Cleanse. Okay?
This is to protect.
Shave, protect.
Correct.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay, yeah.
So the first thing that you do is you're going to build from thinnest and healing the face. So serums that you need to penetrate the skin start first. So anything that's like a liquid form will go first. And then you build, and then obviously your sunscreen goes on last.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to build.
All right. So I'm going to give you vitamin C. This is Floratin CF from SkinCeuticals.
Where do I put this on? This is my eyes.
I'm going to do this for you.
Oh, you're going to do it.
You're going to apply. So these come in a cool dropper, and it says four to five drops that will do face, neck, and chest. So you think that, you know, certain products might be a little pricey.
Because that's tiny, that little tube. Is that a sample?
This is a sample size.
Okay.
You usually get a larger vial, which lasts you 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because that could fit inside a thimble.
Yeah. The key to vitamin C is you're only protecting from environmental damage. So if you put it on at night, it's like dumping it down the drain. What are you protecting
from?
You
gotta do it during the day.
Only during the morning. So this is a once a day thing.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have you open your palm just like this. This would be the amount that you need. That's it. Rub your hands together and put it all on your face.
Rub it in.
Yeah, and then just put it
all
on your
face.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Easy.
I'm out of here.
Right? That was easy.
What's this smells like coffee?
Does it smell like coffee?
I think.
Oh. It's usually, like, that one's more fragrance-free. Some of your hands smell like coffee.
Yeah, probably.
But this eye gel has caffeine in it. It helps with dark circles, puffiness, protection, hydration, and it's for all skin types. So this AOX eye gel can actually mask the signs of fatigue. So if you're feeling tired, you know, and you're normally reaching for your morning cup of coffee, caffeine for under your eyes can also cause less dark circles because it's constricting the blood vessels.
Wow.
Okay? So what's really cool about this, hold out your finger for me, just one little finger. This is new. Okay, so one pump, just like that. Put your fingers together, and one pump is enough for both eyes. So you're just gonna
go like this.
So
do it like this and do both eyes.
And now just go like this.
Like that?
Yeah. And it's just your
eyes are so sensitive.
They won't be with this.
I know, but I just think about it, and I want to just like rub them. But that's good.
Okay.
I did good.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, keep rubbing it in. Just rub in a little more. You don't have to go all the way to your tube. Yep. All around where you'd get like crow's feet or signs of aging or dark circles underneath.
All right, here
we
go.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Hi, Mandy. Amanda, how are you? I'm getting some facial advice here from Kelsey.
Now, this is your moisturizer.
Okay.
That's enough.
One.
Like
one and a half.
Yeah, a little pump. And
that's
now that's
it.
Enough because that's going to be for your forehead, your cheeks.
Oh, I use
your
way
neck.
More. I use too much?
It doesn't matter. You can kind of gauge based on how you feel. You don't want to rub it all into the palm of your hands. Just rub in, you know.
Okay. And I'm good? Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel how smooth and thin it is?
Ooh.
Like it's really smooth.
I like it better when you do this to me, Cassie. All right.
Okay. And you're not really, you know, looking like you have a lot of stuff on. Now, this is the basic sunscreen for Elastin. It's broad spectrum, SPF 30+. This is the trick. I want to show you one on the back of your hand because this has a little bit of tint.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this tint, and men can use it too because, you know, men aren't usually applying makeup and things like that. But if you're looking for a smooth, even skin complexion, you could do a tinted sunscreen. And what's really cool about this, just go ahead and rub it into the top of your hand.
We're going to rub it in.
It ends up matching to your complexion.
Let's see. Oh.
See, it disappears. I mean, it's not like
disappear.
You look tan or orange or anything. It looks really, really nice.
Okay.
But because you can't really see without the mirror, I'm just going to give you a non-tinted one.
Okay.
Okay? But that's really smooth. I mean, tinted does not mean bad or discolored or anything.
Yeah.
Okay? So then for sunscreen, you got to open this thing. We'll just give it to you like this.
Boom. How much? That's a lot, no?
I can take a little bit off.
Is it a lot?
Yeah, that's a lot. Here, okay. Give me some.
You need some, Kelsey.
That should be enough for you. Yep, that's enough. That? Yeah, neck, arms, everything. Because what I want to show you is how much you put on. Like, it looks like a lot, but it's not going to give you that white complexion where you're discolored and your face doesn't match.
Yeah.
You just keep rubbing in. It smells really nice and fresh, doesn't it? And you just keep rubbing, and it browns into your complexion.
It's like citrusy, yeah?
Yeah. Really nice.
Can you do something, get more hair? Is this thing going to give you more?
And you're done.
That's it. I'm done?
Yeah. See, I was really anticlimactic. You're done. You're like, oh my gosh.
The whole thing. Amazing. Yeah.
So, cleanse, shave, eye cream, yeah. Vitamins,
and eye cream is important. Why?
Because that shows tiredness and signs of aging.
Okay.
So when you're starting young or at any age, prevention is so much easier than correction. Right now, you don't have issues underneath your eyes. So you want to keep it that way.
Right.
So people think, oh, well, when should I start using these products? You don't want to start using them once you already have an issue that you see. You can, but it's best if you prevent the lines from happening.
Okay. Okay. And then after I did the eye cream.
Yep.
Then I did.
Moisturizer. And then sunscreen.
And then the sunscreen. Yep. And I do that every day.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that will do all of them at once. They don't work like
Vitamin C actually increases your protection from sun rays. So, but you need to do it separately. You can find moisturizing sunscreens for that to be one step combined.
So that's okay too though.
Correct.
They don't have to be separate.
Correct. They can be together.
But you should still put sunscreen on every day.
Every single day. Even if it's cloudy, rainy, you're only going to go outside for 10 minutes.
What about the sunscreens that are like the powders now? Have you seen those?
That kind of can work.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's more of like a touch-up, you know, as a physical defense more than of your own, only your SPF. Because you don't know how thick that product actually is and if it's getting you full coverage.
Yeah.
Okay? And people usually aren't like powdering their ears and things like that.
Right. So you should do everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Neck. Every day.
Everything. Yeah.
Wow,
now,
I have not.
The other way to skip a step, because we just did a morning routine, is you can find an eye cream that you like at night.
Okay.
So because you're already shaving in the morning and that gives you that added step, maybe if you have more time in the evening.
At night I shower and I'll wash up and then I just go right to bed.
And so what you would do at nighttime is cleanse your face again from all the impurities that are happening from the environment. Yeah. And you want to wash that sunscreen off. Yeah. Okay. So you would cleanse, put on your eye cream, moisturize. The end.
And then go to bed.
And then go to bed.
And then wake up, and then you could shave. It's okay.
Yep.
That's how I do it.
So it's pretty, it took a long time to talk through the products and why, because everything needs to be individualized for your skincare.
Yeah, but you have to explain it.
But when you're actually applying, if you go back in time, and it was like 30 seconds.
Joseph just turned 31. You got plenty of time, but you better start.
I just turned 31. So we're going to keep you looking 31 for the next 20 years.
Moisturizer and sunscreen.
Moisturizer and sunscreen.
No matter where you are.
Yes.
Because there's harsh things that are going to get on your skin and mess it up anyway.
But what do you think of your face right now? I mean, how does it feel?
I mean, probably still ugly, but it may feel a little better.
Smooth, hydrated, and you're not too shiny, you're not dry, and you don't feel anything from the products.
No, I feel good.
And they don't have scents.
That's important.
Yeah, that is important. Yeah. Texture and smell are really important. Yeah. So I go really basic with the products.
Okay, well, I like it. Well, thank you guys. I hope that was a quick little 1, 2, 3 for your face. And this is the Captain's Log. And Kelsey, you're on it too much.
I am?
Yeah, too much. We can't have her on anymore, guys.
Not next week?
No, next week we decided we're replacing you. Who else is here? We can get him.
Oh, my gosh.
Bring him in. I'm just kidding. You might have Kelsey next week. But this is the Captain's Log. It's Tuesday. And, of course, we're at Revitalize Lounge with Dr. Dollar and Kelsey.
If you have
Kelsey,
any questions, you can come in for a consultation. I can talk to you about your skincare needs, the products I use, the products I recommend for you individually. We can get you some discounts and go from there.
That's great.
Get everybody looking fresh.
All right, guys, we're out. We'll see you tomorrow. I got a great show tomorrow. It's a surprise.